Sebastian Hutch from English now joins us on the phone. Good morning, Sebastian.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very good, mate. You've got some very big news. This is big news for anyone listening out there in relation to Mustajeer.
Look, it's big news if you want to try and win the Caulfield Cup.
Well, I think people do. I want to win the Cup.
I think it's a $5 million race this year. So we're in a very fortunate position where in about 16 minutes' time, we'll have an auction go live on our website, the English Digital website, where people have the opportunity to buy 25% in Mustajeer, who is, I think at this stage you know better than I do, but he'd be $15 for the Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, he's right up there in the market. So basically, 25% available for this horse today to be purchased from your digital sale online. Now, and that is...
It opens today.
Yep.
It'll run through to 5 p.m. tomorrow.
5 p.m.
The countdown starts at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. So pending how competitive the bidding is, it should end at about 5 past 5 tomorrow. We've had an extraordinary amount of interest in it already, as you can appreciate. It's a great opportunity. I mean, it's obviously extremely valuable.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, the opportunity to own a 25% share of a horse who's, you know, 10 days away from running in a $5 million race. Mm. Having won what is established as one of the key lead-up races, it's pretty rare for people to have the opportunity to participate at that level. So it's a very valuable share, but we're excited to have the opportunity to sell it.
For the people listening, Sebastian, what's the form like coming into this race? Who's training it? Who's riding?
So he won the Ebor, which is the Ebor this year. The Ebor is one of the most prestigious staying handicaps in Europe. Over a mile, 6 furlongs in York. In terms of profile, it's probably not dissimilar to races like the Caulfield Cup and the Melbourne Cup in that it's a big field race. They get a genuine tempo. You need good tactical speed to be competitive in it, but need to be able to stay well. This year's renewal, it being the first year that it was run as a £1 million race, is widely regarded as just about the strongest renewal of the race ever. And he won with a leg in the air. If you look back through historically, the precedent for the race like that, Heartbreak City won in Ebor and ran second in the Melbourne Cup. All the Good won in Ebor and went on to win a Caulfield Cup. It's been a great lead-in in terms of European races.
Purple Moon ran second in a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah. And he was he came through the Ebor. There are any number of them. It's a great lead-in. And this horse has been laid out for this race. He was identified by Luke Merlin, Jamie Lovett of Australian Bloodstock, who are great talent spotters, as a horse with the potential to come to Australia and be competitive in Cups races prior to the Ebor. So they've already had the kick of having won the Ebor. But now comes the opportunity for somebody to buy in, and he's that bit closer. So he's going to get out of quarantine next week. He'll have a look around Caulfield. He'll be stable at Caulfield the week of the race. Chris Lees is overseeing his preparation in Australia. I mean, obviously, Chris is one of the best trainers in Australia, and he's very excited by what he's seen in the horse at this stage. His assistant, Cameron Swan, has been down there, had a sit on the horse. I think likes what he's felt so far. You know, all the indicators are that this horse is going to run a big race in the Caulfield Cup and potentially in the Melbourne Cup subsequent to that.
And, I mean, he'll carry 55 and a half, so he gets in well as well. So you got plenty, Loz. Chime in. Chime in on the...
Well, why don't we combine?
Why
don't we just put in a...
We've already agreed around the office that we'd be very disappointed were both of you not to participate.
The expectation
is that you'll be involved in some way, shape, or form.
All right. Well, we'll make a bid. What about this other exciting announcement that you're about to make today?
Yeah, this is a bit more secretive. So I've only been revealed basic details of what's going to happen. But obviously, we've in her time running on our slot in the Everest on Saturday week. She trialed all of 15 minutes ago behind Redzel at Gosford and trial very well by all accounts. So everything is shaping up nicely for that. But there's going to be an opportunity for people to win another extraordinary amount of money through a competition we're running on social media. More details will be revealed this afternoon.
Yep.
But effectively, if people participate as they're required to, there's an opportunity to win a day out at the Everest with Inglis and potentially $100,000 should in her time win the Everest, which again... It's not a lot of money for you fellas, but people like me, it's a hell of a lot of money.
Now, I'll tell you something too, and we know the hospitality when we go out to Inglis.
Yes.
Punters, try and win that prize because They're very hospitable, and they enjoy a party, the English team. They work hard and play hard. I think that's your motto, Sebastian. And I tell you what, that will be some party if In Her Time wins. Wowee.
I think if In Her Time wins the Everest, we'll all party like we've never partied before. And there are a few fellas here who know how to party.
We like that. All right, so that launches today at 3. And basically, you need to jump on your social media channels later to find out how you can get involved with that.
Yeah, there's been some very creative marketing of that, so people who enjoy watching the video this afternoon.
I like it, mate. I like it. All right, and I just got a text here from Andrew Bensley. Mustajir works tomorrow at Werribee with Oliver Riding, and Hoss has already said he'll put down a seven-figure sum for that share. So he's got plenty, so he's in a bid as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Thank you very much for joining us, mate. Good luck with all that competition this afternoon, and good luck, too, with the sale of that 25% share of Mustajir.
Appreciate it, gents. Have a good day.